I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
You're listening to Coast AM. Hello there, Connie Willis here, and with Julia Cannon here with me, talking about a couple different things. Soul Speak for sure. We're going to get into that a little bit deeper. But beforehand, let's go back to your mom's QHHT, Quantum Healing Hypnosis Techniques. Again, you can go to DoloresCannon.com, also QHHTOfficial.com to learn more about that. And you can always find out, of course, a whole lot more about Julia at JuliaCannon.com. The Dolores, let me just spell that for you so you get that right. D-O-L-O-R-E-S Cannon, and that's C-A-N-N-O-N. And Julia Cannon is J-U-L-I-A-C-O-N-N-O-N. If you write any checks out, you want to make sure you get that right. So I'm just making sure for you there, Julia. So I want to go back to the QHHT again and just, cause I mean, that took people by storm, and there was regression. So you can learn about past lives. Then you could start learning more and more about your body and anything. You all found out you can find out anything. And if anybody questioned your mom about, well, does it also help this? She would look at them and go, it helps everything. You can find out anything. It was great. Yeah. You did the same. I loved it. I love watching you guys together. That was just so fun. So, okay. So then all that going on and constantly developing this, these are techniques that constantly develop. They're constantly changing, but are there some things that are totally solidified? Don't ever change these.
Yeah, there's a foundation to the work, and that's what we teach in the course. And then that's in the level one. You get all the foundation, you get everything you need. And then in level two, we start fine tuning and honing your skills. And with that, it's also showing you where, you know, it's like how you can start maneuvering. It's kind of like when you drive a car, you know, in the very beginning, you're learning all the basics of the how to do everything. You know, this is how you drive the car. And then as you get more comfortable with it, you start figuring out other things that the car can do, you know, and how you can, I can go faster and I can do this and I can turn this way and things, you know, there's just different things it can do, but it's all based on the foundation. If you don't learn those basic skills, you can't make it do the other things.
So this is driving a stick.
Yeah, you've got exactly. You
know, yeah, this is a stick.
The foundation. Yeah, if you can drive a stick, and that's what I like to compare that to, is because that takes, it's a lot of moving parts, and how many of us failed the first time? I know I did. First many times of driving a stick. I mean, the car kept dying. I would kill it, you know, just because I was not doing the clutch and the gas the right rate and things like that. And it's all these parts, and you figuring out how to do it, you're getting comfortable. Well, that's how this is. There's a lot of moving parts. We teach you all of it, and then it's just a matter of practice to get comfortable. And then as you get more comfortable, your confidence starts raising, you know, and that's where we're helping you with that, with the fine tuning. But that's, it's all raising. And as your confidence, you get stronger with that, then you're starting to understand more how to maneuver and how this works. You really start getting that, you know what you have in your hands. I mean, most people, when they start this, they have no idea what QHHT is all about. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, this sounds really cool. But when you really get it, and that's what I wait for, when you really get it, and it's like, ha, now you get it. Now you know what's going on here.
When you get it, you can be at a red light and that's going uphill and be able to handle that stick when you're the front person in line.
Exactly.
Oh, man, I knew I was good in a stick when I got to that point. So, yeah. So for people that don't know what it is, who are the people that go and want to get this done for them? Who are those people?
Yeah, people just, really, it can be anybody, but it's people that are having questions. They're just wondering, like, what is going on? There are things going on in their life. Why is that happening? Maybe they have physical issues and they're, you know, they want, now that they understand that it, that you can get healing through it, it's like, okay, I want to get healing. But it's usually just with questions. So if you have questions, it's a perfect, that's it. So anybody who has questions, I guess that's who it's for.
And I'm going to.
About your life, you know, because you're going to get information that's relevant for your life right now.
And I know some examples. I'm pretty sure who introduced me to you guys was David Jacobs and Bud Hopkins. So I believe it was. Maybe they learned that technique of their regression for abductions and abductees from you guys.
Do you know that? I don't know if they had their own, or I know Mom. Yeah, I don't know. I know she knew them, and I had been around Bud Hopkins. David Jacobs, I don't think I ever met him. I don't remember anyway. So I don't know. I don't know of them learning this. So many of them, they have their, you know, different techniques that they use. I just know Mom, you know, she developed this technique, and then UFO researchers were asking her to use it. And so she had to modify. It's like, okay, how can I do that? I don't know. I take people into other lives. I don't know how to keep them in the present life. And so that's how she figured out, oh, you can do it. And so, and we teach that too.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Cause I know a lot of people want to get into that world. And I know this would work perfect for that. And then other people, they do want the past lives. Some people want to know what's going on with their health. And it's amazing to me that people do what you can get answers. Let's say you go in to say, I really want to know about my health, but all of a sudden you're taken into past lives. You didn't even want to, but it seems like they take you where what you need to know helps you throughout your life. Is that correct to say?
That is correct. And that's what we will tell the person. I mean, everything is directed by your higher self, and that's who we're calling they. And if you know Mom at all, you know that, you know, she would tell you why that happened. It's because when you get to that part of yourself actually refers to itself as a collective. And they will say we and things like that. And so, and I know when I feel them around me, it feels like a group. And so I refer to them as they. And so that's where the they came from when you have any interaction with them. So, but yes, they are going to direct, they're going to show you what's relevant for and pertinent to your life right now. So that's where, you know, if you are having an issue, it might be something related to another life. And so they're going to take you to another life that's showing you where it came from, maybe, you know, just something. There'll be some relevance there. Sometimes we have patterns going on in our life. And so it's like, and it's going to show us, maybe it's been going on for many lives. And so it's showing, okay, see, this is something you've been dealing with for a long time. Do you want to get it done now?
So yeah, we are tired of it ourselves, hanging out with you. So let's go get this taken care of.
Exactly.
We're sick of this tick, you know?
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, can you give some examples of some just extraordinary things? Like where I'm at in the teaching of the Q, of the HQQT. Oh, I did it again. The QHHT.
Right,
I'm going to do it all. I know it, man. I'm going to do this all night. I've been doing it for weeks. Where I'm at, your mom is going, you wouldn't believe the things I've seen. You wouldn't believe the things I've seen. But I'm like, tell me.
She will. She'll tell more.
Can you give some examples? Because I know they're amazing. And she was talking about seeing miracles happening right in front of her.
Absolutely. And one that you'll find in that class is where she, the person had bone on bone in the knee and was scheduled for knee surgery. Okay. And that's, I have people that I know and I say, you know, you can deal with this. This can be healed. Oh no. The doctor says, no, it can't be done. Can't be done. So I need to have surgery anyway.
And you are a registered nurse. So you're coming from, you know, experience and knowledge and expertise here.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. And that's the funny thing is, you know, I was in that world and I saw that and then I see this. And now I just have a different, it doesn't mean, you know, people are coming from where they are with what they know. And until you see more, that's all you know. And doctors are coming from what they were taught and what they were told and what they had seen, you know, and that's where I saw that too. I saw surgeries happening every day and all these things are being replaced and, you know, cause that's just how it is. And until I learned more and, then I go over here and it's like, oh my goodness, this sounds really fantastic, you know, and kind of out there. Is it, you know, really, can that be done? Because in science, that doesn't necessarily, they don't teach that. It's like, this is how it is and you have to fix it this way, you know, or you put them on drugs for things. And it just makes sense. That's why when I started understanding how this all worked, it just makes sense in this different way. But this person that you're going to actually see it in the course, bone on bone in the knees, and she's going to have surgery. She'd been having a horrible time walking and could hardly walk. And in the session, you find out what it's about. See, and that's a big thing. You have to understand why it is. And that's where the soul state comes in, is understanding what the message is. And that's where it came out of this. It kind of, they work together and they accentuate. But that's that understanding. Now in that session, I don't remember what it was that she needed to understand. But we'll get into body parts in a minute and that'll maybe help with that. But in the session, the higher self came in and they actually put cartilage back in the knee.
During the session?
during the session. They put cartilage back. They rebuilt it. They just did everything. And they, you know, hey, we're talking about a part of ourselves. This is God. You know, it really is. They gave me a picture to draw, and I draw it in class. You're going to get to that, too, where it shows, like, what this part is. You know, and it's connected to us. We are a part of it, you know. So it's like how we consider God. This is connected to God. So it's kind of like this intermediary, you know, between us and our source. And but it melds with it, so it has all the abilities. This is God, essentially. You know, it's like if we want to, I think it only looks like it's separate because that's how our brains work. Oh, this can't be God. We are not God. Oh no, we can't do that. But we are God. We are pieces of God. And so if God can do these things, why can't we? You know, and this is where God does it through us. If we want to call it God, they actually call it Source. But these things happen, and they look miraculous because we have been told these things cannot happen. But when we understand that issues in the body are only messages, they're messages trying to tell us something. And once we understand the message, see, the ailment can go away. It doesn't need to stay anymore. And that's, and then it looks like a miraculous healing. So that's what happens. It'll happen immediately in a session. Or we can do it, you know, other ways. That's where Soul Speak comes in. It's just understanding what it's all about.
So she's in a session, and there's this bone on bone with the knee. Is that what you said, the knee?
Yes.
And during the session, as this is recognized, they start rebuilding. We can rebuild her. And that's happening right in front of your mom's eyes and the client's eyes. And
well, the client's eyes.
Oh, they're not in beta, they're not in alpha, they're in theta.
They're in theta. Yeah, they're in theta hypnosis. Uh-huh. They're in that deep state.
And so this is all, and your mom's seeing it.
Yeah, what you can see as the person doing the work, you know, the hypnotist is sometimes, and this was getting, it was really interesting. Sometimes you could see, because they've got to usually have a blanket over them or something covering them, because sometimes you get cold, you want to be comfortable.
Right,
and
sure.
Sometimes you'll see movement. It was getting freaky sometimes because it's like, what's going on? It's like psyche, you know, like spiritual fingers are working under there or something.
Wow.
Wow. It's really cool. Not always, but, you know, sometimes you see things. Definitely, they will, a lot of times the client will feel warmth or cold or something as the energy is moving through them. A lot of times they would describe, the higher self would describe if she would ask what they're doing. And they said, well, we're sending light in, you know, they'll send this white light and they're, you know, cleaning out or healing or whatever. I mean, it's all done differently. They don't have to have instruments, you know, it's just energy. So they just use energy.
Well, what I'm trying to get to as well in talking about this is it is substantial. It is hands-on. It does happen physically and right before your eyes, and mental things too, where there's a lot of things out there that people can get turned off before they even know what any of this is, because there's some other things out there that never quite reach the surface of what they say it does. I'm not trying to down anyone. I'm just trying to pull out the things that really work out there that have been shown over and over again. This is the real deal. This is where it's happening. And that's why I'm trying to just bring up some examples and who would want to use it or not, because it's very down to earth, simple as it gets.
Right. Well, you say down to earth as it gets, but then,
well, know, simple as it gets, because like your mom's like going, hey, anybody can do this.
Absolutely. Anybody. All we just look for somebody, people that have a desire to help people. That's my, yeah. I call it the passion factor. If you have, yes, a desire to help people, then you're perfect. You know, you'd be somebody that can absolutely do this.
Yeah. Passionate and compassionate people with this that's just a team in heaven there at that point. Because if somebody, because you know what, that's still a tough thing. I mean, you learn what you guys teach, but to do that, to work with someone, you know, it can be hours of doing that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And you got to, as long as you still got that passion going through it, I mean, that's what you want if you're going to be having somebody help you through this. And And man, that's special people. So y'all are doing, that's a wonderful thing that you guys got going on.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's very different. I mean, as a practitioner, you're never bored. You never get the same
thing. Never.
Always different, you know, and you're always, it's always amazing. You know, it's like, what's going to happen today? You know, let's see where they go. Let's see what happens. It's so fun. You know, and that's how I like to approach it. That's how I want the practitioners to approach it, because you don't know. You will never have the same session twice, ever.
Well, hypnosis seemed to start a long time ago with stop smoking, lose weight, correct?
Correct.
And then like your mammy goes, hey, man, let's go back to some past lives. Or did some? How did it go from there?
Oh, thank you for asking that, because my father was the original hypnotist.
Amazing.
And he did the old fashioned. He did the watch the shiny object and did all the tests. And he was working with all these servicemen because he was in the Navy. And they were all being called back to Vietnam or things like that. And so he was helping them for anxiety, or some people wanted to lose weight, different things like that. So that's what he was doing. And he had a doctor on the base referred a patient to him who had this nervous eating disorder. And this was a woman. I think she was a Navy wife. And her body was failing because of it. Her kidneys were shutting down. I mean, she was just having a lot of side effects from being so heavy. And she's like, maybe you can get her to calm down just so she can, you know, not be so nervous eating. And so he worked with her for quite a while. She was a very good client, very good subject. And she went really, really deep. And this is before we knew all this other part, all these different sections and things like that. And she went way down, and they worked through all that. And then one day she just spontaneously went into another life. She went into a life in the Roaring Twenties.
Oh.
And they're like, what the heck?
Wow.
In the 60s, you know? And they was like, what's going on? And so that they stumbled into it. And mom was helping him. And that's why I like to tell the story, because people think mom was always Dolores Cannon, the great, you know? No, she was helping him. She was his assistant. And that's where and she just learned to be very, very curious. And that's what they both did. And people could say, weren't you afraid? And she's like, no, we're just really curious as what's going on here. And that's how they started. And this woman, they ended up taking her back. They were fumbling on their own. They had no guidebooks for this, just completely like, well, what can we do now? They just kept going back in increments of 100 years or something, because they didn't know. And they ended up going back through 5 lives, back to when she was created. So she goes back to source. So it's like, can you imagine back then when we don't have that kind of information out there, and they're getting all of this.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.